Here's a thought about a tiny print in a giant mat. I was taught there were certain proportions that one was supposed to use when determining the size of the mat board relative to the size of the printed image, and that there was one ratio that was supposedly the right, classic, always-to-be-used ratio, until I went to the Art Institute of Chicago. This is years ago now. And they had on display an exhibition of 35-millimeter contact prints, little teeny tiny prints, inch and a half by an inch or roughly thereabouts, and they were matted and framed to 16 by 20. So here was this huge amount of white surrounding this teeny tiny print. Well, I'd never seen such a thing, and I didn't really think about what I was doing, but I did what everybody does. I got very, very close to the image because the print was so small, 35-millimeter contact print, the print was so small that I needed to get close to it to see enough detail to understand what was going on in the image, etc. That was the first moment it dawned on me that viewers, me included, want a photographic image to have a certain field of view in our vision. If it's too big, we want to back up so that it achieves that correct field of view. If it's real small, we want to get closer so we achieve the same field of view. There's a comfort range in that, which of course has been complicated now that I wear bifocals, but still, there is a comfort zone that we will adjust ourselves to fit. And in this case, the photographer had challenged that by making 35-millimeter contact prints, which implied that we get closer. And what was that all about? Well, it dawned on me it had to do with a certain sense of intimacy with the subject in all of these photographs. There was some mystery that we wanted revealed that we couldn't see from a distance, so it was natural to get closer. Well, I recently had some of my work up in an exhibition and saw exactly the same thing. But in this case, it wasn't that the print was small, but that from normal viewing distance, it appeared as though there were little black dots all over the print. And people were curious. And they would get very close to the image so that they could determine what those black dots were. Well, what they actually were cows, photographed from quite a distance away with a long telephoto lens. But from normal viewing distance, you couldn't quite tell they were cows until you got close enough to see that they had legs and heads and tails. And then it became obvious that they were cows. Both the tiny print in the giant mat board and my tiny cows in a larger print illustrate the same principle. Which brings us to the question, how big should that white border be? Should it be the standard classics that I was taught in my youth? Or does it make sense on occasion to go a different way and put a tiny, tiny print in a giant mat board? Or perhaps it's reverse, which has become quite popular these days, which is to mount a photograph to the edge so that there's no white mat board whatsoever, sort of an edge wrap. You've seen this kind of framing. I can't help but think that there's a case to be made for every variation we could possibly imagine. The point is we have to think through carefully why we're printing that way and matting and framing in a certain way. All of that plays into the relationship that we have with the viewer and the subtle ways in which we can quietly, silently, unconsciously affect their behavior and how they look at our prints. Do we want them to come close? Do we want them to be farther away? These are all aesthetic decisions that we need to make. The one thing I know for sure that I've learned over my years in photography is that there's no such thing as one correct answer as to how big the mat board should be in relationship to how big the print is. There are too many other factors, like the content, like the context of where the image is going to be seen, in a big room like a museum or a small room, like your living room, or an even smaller room, like your bathroom. most of us photographers spend most of our time thinking about content. But content is not the only thing that influences how people respond and react to our work. The physicalities of presentation are also important and worth thinking about, and might lead you to make tiny prints in giant mats, or giant prints with hardly any mat, or perhaps even none.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.